Discussions in the following show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Bill Gregat is a registered principal. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through NPC of America.
Member FINRA SIPC.
A registered investment advisor. Anchor Certified Planners Group, Inc. and NPCOA are separate and unrelated companies. Time now for the Anchor Moneyline, brought to you by Anchor Certified Planners Group, Incorporated, with your host, Bill Gregat, Certified Financial Planner. To call the program, dial 239-0033.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on the Anchor Moneyline today. My name is Lori Taylor, and I am one of the investment advisors at Anchor Certified Planners Group. As you probably know, on Anchor Moneyline, we discuss money, anything to do with money. Many times when I invite a guest to be on the show, I hear, but I don't have anything to do with investments. We are a financial planning company, not an investment company, a financial planning company. What's the difference? We help you figure out how best to use money to pay for life. How do taxes affect your decisions? We do so much, I'm not going to take up the whole show to tell you. You may not feel you need our services, but you may need our services for someone else, like your parents. Today we're going to discuss a topic that will affect most every one of us that have parents. If we prepare ahead of time, the journey will be a lot easier. I am currently walking this path because my mom passed away a couple of weeks ago. Prior to her passing, she faced numerous health challenges that required my family to find facilities for her to provide her the care that she required. The fact that she lives in Michigan and I live in Florida made this task even more difficult. Today, joining us on our show are two gentlemen that are involved in a new website that provides a service that many of us will need someday. First, I'd like to introduce Julian Cantillo. Julian is the founder of a phenomenal website called findingassistedliving.com. You think the name says it all, but the website does so much more, and we're going to discuss that this morning. Welcome, Julian. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lori.
We're going to discuss further about the website, but next I'd like to introduce another guest we have in the studio with us today. He's what Finding Assisted Living calls an approved vendor. He provides a service that, again, we will probably need someday for our parents. And I would like to introduce Mr. Doug Descher, who is with Coldwell Banker Coast Realty. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Lori.
Well, as I mentioned, we're talking about a website called findingassistedliving.com. It's not just a website that will find you assisted living. It's a team of knowledgeable individuals, businesses, professionals, facilities that help you make the transition for your parents easy, safe, and as transparent as possible. One of the things that I found out is you can't take care of everything with just one phone call. I swear to God. You call one person, they tell you to call another person, and before you know it, you've spent your whole day on the phone. It's even more difficult when you live out of state from a parent. Who do you turn to? And not just because one person who owns the website says so, but Julian has brought in a team of experts that will assist you in this transition. There are many services that his website provides, and we're going to go into detail with that. But first, I just want to ask Julian, why did you decide to start this findingassistedliving.com? Julian, tell me a little bit what's behind it.
Absolutely. Well, now I'm going to age myself a little bit, but I have been a licensed practical nurse, still licensed, for 33 years. And, you know, having to deal with a similar situation, my mom suffered from Alzheimer's for 10 years. We had to take care of her and all her needs, and my dad transitioning. And being exposed out there to what's happening to our seniors and how they're being taken advantage of. And there is a huge need when these seniors get into that predicament that they need to transition. And you have all kinds of people knocking on their door waiting to take advantage. And this is an opportunity for their children, grandchildren, or family members, friends, to go on the website and try to find all the resources in one spot, as opposed to you start calling, and like you alluded to earlier, they'll say, no, you need to call so-and-so, and then so-and-so, and so-and-so. Next thing you know, 6 weeks have gone by, and so-and-sos are still waiting. So the passion here is to help out our seniors and to help them transition into wherever it is that they're going, but at the same time have access to professionals that have been vetted, that have been approved. And if they're transitioning and they actually need a facility that they need to go to, we pride ourselves in being a Florida-wide directory covering the 67 counties, and we will have a senior placement advisor in every county to hold their hand and actually give them tours of facilities and actually assist them one-on-one.
And even before they start taking them on tours, Julian, they actually have a criteria that they're going through and seeing, such as if, like you mentioned, your father had Alzheimer's. It's a different facility that will handle an Alzheimer's patient versus somebody who is just recovering from, say, a broken hip, correct? So
that is
you
correct.
Actually, they will send you, just trying to figure out how your site works, they actually send you the information, what they're looking for, and you have a professional that goes through and says, these are the facilities that match your criteria, first of all, so they don't have to do that, correct?
Correct. And for example, in Volusia and Flagler County, representing us as a senior placement advisor is Sheila McKay Vaughn. Sheila actually meets you, and she meets with the family and does an assessment, and then based on the needs, then gives them tours of the facilities that would be appropriate for that kind of care.
And one of the things you had on your website is phenomenal, I just have to say. I've used that word once already, but it truly is. Not only do you have this team of professionals that will provide all the services, you also have a blog with articles that get people thinking about things that they didn't even know they needed to think about. And one of the things I'm sure Sheila is going to talk about with them is, you don't know when you're touring an assisted living facility what to even ask if you've never been exposed to this before. And even little things like you have on your website, things to think about. Do they do laundry? Do they do laundry for the person? That's huge. We put my mom in a facility that didn't do laundry. And oh my God, because she was incontinent, she was going through a lot of clothes a day. So it ended up that we had to hire somebody to go and pick up her laundry to do it because the facility didn't. Something you don't think about, but can become a major problem. So Sheila's there to help guide them, as well as your website is, to ask questions that they may not have even considered.
Absolutely. We have a section within the services that actually gives you checklists and resources, and these are the types of questions you ask when you're doing tours, because they may do laundry, but you may have to pay extra for laundry.
So or they may do laundry and throw their stuff in with somebody else's who has problems that then make their clothes yucky. I'm sorry, I just had to jump that in because people don't think about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, everybody's needs are different. They may like a small facility. You do have 4-6-bed facilities, okay? Somebody converts their home into an adult living facility, and you may want to go to a larger place that has more activities, that has, you know, you get to meet other people, et cetera. So the array is all over the place. But at the same time, we were discussing it earlier, is that these adults also have acquired assets over the years, retirement, homes, et cetera, et cetera. How do you transition those assets over without getting involved in probate?
That's a very good point. And we're going to bring Doug in here now, too, because people think that, okay, mom has fallen. She's got her hip replaced. Now we found her to her assisted living facility. Okay, we're done. We're good. No, there's so many other things you need to think about, because maybe mom's never going to go home again. And this is where Doug comes in, because maybe mom has a home now that needs to be sold. How do you find a good realtor? Again, are you just going to search the web? Are you going to pull one the phone book? Because that's so old. Does anybody do that anymore? But how do you find a qualified person who understands the needs that we need to get rid of mom's home maybe as quickly as possible, because we need that money to pay for the assisted living? Doug, I know that you have experienced this with your mom last year. And again, I'm sorry for your mom's passing last year. She was a wonderful lady. But I know that you had to sell her condo. She wanted to stay in her condo for as long as possible.
Yes, she kind of made me promise that I wouldn't put her in an assisted living home, that she could stay in her condo. And I said, well, as long as you can do the basic functions, we can do that. There are agencies that have people they can send to the home. You can have them for certain hours a day. You can have 24-hour care. And So with my mother, we left her in her condo, and she was very happy that way, and died peacefully at home. my mother-in-law a few years earlier didn't want to be at home. She was tired of taking care of herself, and she wanted to be in an assisted living home. So my wife and her brother looked for quite a few different places and found one that she was very happy with. They had a lot of different activities and a lot of, you know, three good meals a day, and they did laundry, and so she was very happy with that. And as she got older, she started needing more care, and this first facility was a large, a corporate-owned facility, and they just started nickeling and diming, and the money tree was running out of leaves. So they found a smaller site, which was really very nice. It was only 8 people, I think, and it was more like a home atmosphere, and she was very happy there until she finally passed. But, sometimes if the husband and wife are both alive, then maybe a big facility is great, and they can do things together. There, again, some places that do Alzheimer's, some places that don't. But if the house needs to be sold, first of all, the family member needs to understand that they're not going to have a place to go home to, and whoever's putting them in the home needs to understand whether it's long-term or short-term. Again, if it's a broken hip, they may be ready to move back home in 3 months. So all that has to be figured out. But again, we can sell the home, or we can, you know, clean it out and hold it, you know, don't do anything with it. Maybe the kids want the home. But all those things need to be considered before too much time goes by. It needs to be decided who is going to take care of the home, whether it's going to be split evenly amongst the kids, or whether one child's going to get it, or all those things need to be decided. There are a lot of laws in the state of Florida protecting seniors, and you know, there are elder abuse laws, but it's best just to not get anybody you don't know. So by using this website, all these vendors have been approved, been vetted, and you're pretty safe in knowing that these people aren't going to take advantage of the seniors.
That's so important. Doug, I want to get back and ask Julene about this too. You said that you had in-home care come in for your mom because you wanted mm-hmm. to stay in the condo for as long as possible. Julene, that's on your site too, right? Sheila could find somebody, or there's another service that provides that?
Absolutely, absolutely. So what happens is that you can live in Orlando, you can live in Tampa, anywhere. When you call us, we put you in contact with a local senior placement advisor, and they coordinate with us. And depending on the assistance, we also provide home care. And as Doug was mentioning earlier, for example, we're honored and privileged to have an attorney, one of the attorneys, for example, Robert Abraham. He's been practicing here over 45 years. We have Andrew Grant, who's tax certified attorney. So these are all the resources that become available to the family, because during that transition time, it gets very confusing, and they need assistance, professional assistance. And obviously, the dealing with the financial assets and financial planning, as you are part of the team as well, and understand that this is a critical time to make the right decisions so that taxes won't have a huge impact. At the same time, don't get involved in probate.
Exactly. One of the things that I'm starting to be more in people's face about as I've done this journey, I used to be very respectful of people, and I would tell them, you need to do this. And I would leave it up to them to realize the importance of it and get it done. No more. I am in their face. If you don't get this done now, when you need to do it, it is too late. One of the things we talked about earlier, we're going to have Wendy Mara, she's an attorney, next week on the show. This is a two-part session here, just so everyone knows, because the financials, the legalities are so important in this. But Doug had mentioned something called a ladybird deed, which very few people are aware of, but is a word is phenomenal. Everybody should take a shot. Is that what they do when I say the word? But it's a wonderful way to exchange property upon death. Doug, you know a little bit about it, but we're going to have Wendy talk about that more. But as a realtor, do people ever ask you about the ladybird deed or come to see you before?
No, actually, my mother is the one that found out. You know, when she was in her 90s, she started doing research and found out about this. And it's a it's a little known method of transferring property upon death, and I'm not a lawyer, so you need to speak to a lawyer, but it is available, and it is a pretty slick way to do this without getting a whole lot of taxation and without probate, and that's important.
It's very important, and it's also, it seems like it's greedy that when someone passes away that you need to try to get a hold of the money as quick as possible, but it is going out the door quick, and you need it. So if you can transfer the property without going through probate, which is time-consuming, which is an expense, great. So again, it is so important to take care of these things before you need them. Go in. I'm going to just get on my soapbox a little bit here for a bit, but my mom used to always say to me, all my important papers are over there in that file box. And I would nod and go, yeah, okay. I'm going to go into that file box when you die then, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And I've heard this from so many of my friends. They're like, my mom says that too. And so I started asking, did you ever go over to that file box and open it and go through those papers and see what she thinks is important and see what's in there? And most of the time it's no. And I have to say I was guilty of that too until I became an investment advisor. Unfortunately, some things slip through my fingers too. But not only do you need to go to that box and see what she thinks is important, you need to find out where is her safety deposit box. Do you have a key to it? But even if you have a key, are you on the box? Because even if you have a key, they're not going to let you in that box unless you're a signer on it. So you need to go with your parents to their bank. Find out, what does the bank need? Is there a way that the account can be titled, that those assets can be transferred without going through probate? And a lot of times the bank will not ask you, and I know this because I used to work at one, when you open a checking account or a savings account, all you need to do is put on a transfer on death or name a beneficiary. And very rarely does a bank ask you for a beneficiary or a transfer on death for a checking or a savings account. And again, titling, so important. Just mentioning the Ladybird deeds, making sure that the beneficiaries are up to date. So many times we see at Anchor that, especially with remarriages, a first spouse is still listed as a beneficiary, or people are still listed as beneficiary that have already passed away. So if there is no living beneficiary, then it does go to the person's estate, and then yes, it does have to be probated, which again is an expense and time consuming. So I am going to be very in everyone's face and say, you go through your documents, make sure that it is, you have your beneficiaries named, you go down to your bank, make sure you have a transfer on death or a beneficiary named on that. You go with your parents to meet with their investment advisor, very important, their financial planner. If mom needs or dad needs to go into a facility, how are you going to pay for it? I think so many people they're obsessed with this whole Medicaid spend down thing that, they want Medicaid to take care of them. That's not really what you want. Not going to happen. And also, do you really want to put your parents in a Medicaid facility? Because what may be available may not be close to you, and it may not be anything that you even want to go in and visit, let alone keep your mom or dad there. Because usually they're older facilities that haven't been maintained, they aren't staffed. So it's better to sit with your investment advisor and say, how are we going to use these assets to pay for the care? How are we going to structure this? Talking about the attorneys that you have on your site, Julian, all of these things should be done before you need them, because the attorney can draw up the power of attorney. So very important for them to have assets to their, or access to their parents' assets while they're still alive.
Well, the most important thing about that is, and most people make this mistake, power of attorney ends upon death.
Yes.
So I know so many kids whose parents die, and they go, oh, I can go get the money, I have power of attorney.
Oh, no.
And you go into the bank and they go, yeah, well, that was fine until they died, and now you have nothing.
Exactly.
So if they don't have transfer on death, or your name's not on the account, power of attorney is only good when the people are alive, and you can help them do their financing and pay their bills and manage their money and everything else. But once they pass away, you don't have anything.
And two, a lot of people think, well, I'm just going to circumnavigate that power of attorney and I won't have to pay for a lawyer and I'm just going to be a joint owner on my parents' account. And there are so many reasons you don't want to do that. I'm not even going to get involved in that. We'll talk to Wendy about that next week. But that's a nightmare too. But let's get back to the site and just talk a little bit about some of the services that are offered on the site, Julian. I just think you have such a unique approach that you're bringing a whole team together, because it really does. Like, that used to be the saying, it takes a village, but it really does take a team. Some of the services that you offer, you mentioned the attorney, you mentioned the financial advisor, you mentioned Sheila. Now, we've talked about Doug, the real estate agent. You also have a CPA.
Absolutely. We have CPAs, we have enrolled agents, we have physicians as well, because there's a lot of times that during this transition, the insurance may have an effect on who you can see. So we have physicians that we also list on there and approve. And one item that we're working on diligently, very closely with the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, is that we are actually going to list on the website each and every county office, okay, around the entire state of Florida, 67 counties to be exact, that as a veteran, you can actually call and receive assistance. And a lot of the veterans don't know that these offices are there. Okay, so this is critical. We also offer the ancillary services such as home security, okay? With all the new technology coming out, you want to monitor your parent, your relative, because you live outside the state of Florida and you want to see, you know, if they're okay or they need assistance, okay? The different insurance products that are out there for them, as I mentioned, financial management, wills, trust, and obviously the real estate aspect of it, which Doug is part of, because at the end of the day, they're going to have a home, and then you want to have these conversations before something happens, because then the whole family ends up wanting to fight for the home or sell it, do whatever they want to do.
I noticed too that you do have, besides having the services that with the professionals vetted out, you also have an approved vendor program that you mentioned, the security system, even home repairs. I'm thinking about that too, Doug, that if you do have a home, a lot of times older folks live in a home that hasn't been updated, or mm-hmm. they have been too ill or too elderly to do just normal repairs. In fact, Julian and you, Doug, and I belong to a wonderful organization called Business League Network, where a few months ago we went to a gentleman's home who was in his 90s, and he was just unable to complete some home repairs that we were able to do for him. But if you do encounter a home that you would like to sell that needs updating, needs repairs, that perhaps the people can contact you before and then use one of these approved vendors on the Finding Assisted Living site.
They just have to make up their mind whether they want to sell it as is or whether they want to fix it up, and it's just a matter of doing the math. Maybe it's important to get the most money out of the house, in which is going to take some upgrading. Mm-hmm. Also important is if there's a mortgage on the house, because if there's a mortgage on the house, that has to be paid even if mom and dad are in the assisted living home. So that's an even bigger expense. And some people say, well, they're old, they probably have their house paid off. Well, a lot of people refinanced their homes years ago, and so you can't count on that. You should ask them, you know, Mom, do you have a mortgage on your house? Or Dad, do you have a mortgage on the house? And the kids need to know that. But yeah, I can certainly help them decide if they want to fix up their home. I don't recommend people, but I would give a list of people that I have used and that I know do good work, or the people that are on the assisted living list, people that we know are good, that we know are safe. So,
and then also on the approved vendor program, you also have people, I mean, to provide moving assistance, right, Julian? Because that's important too. If we're going to sell the home, it needs to be cleaned out. Things need to be moved out.
And utilize professional, reliable movers that are not going to take advantage of you. So if you are a vendor and you are interested in perhaps being listed or being recognized in your industry, there's an application that you can fill out, and we will go through the process.
Getting back to some of the things that we've just got a few minutes left, but I think that there are probably people listening that haven't even encountered this yet or are hoping that they never will. I just had another friend last month that started this journey, and I just had to look at her and go, oh God, so here it begins. That her mom fell and she broke her hip and she went into a rehabilitation facility. That this happened to me too, is why I want to share it. that when she, her mother called her one day and said, my arm just hurts, it just really hurts. And so she asked, tried to get the nurse to look in. The nurse is like, everything's fine. And she went and her mother's arm had blown up. Like, I just couldn't even believe it. It looked like the skin was going to expand. Just, it was horrible. But the nursing home was not willing to transport her to a hospital. It ends up being a fight. And I know people are going to be surprised to hear this. But they don't want to transport them to a hospital. I don't know if it's because they don't know if they won't come back, but you have to fight to get them transported to get care. And even things such as if they have regular eye appointments, like my mom had macular degeneration, the nursing home said if we were going to transport her to that, they would discharge her. So that's the way that they start threatening you. Well, fine, if you're going to let her go to that, we're just discharging her. And then you have to start all over with the process. So one of the things that I wanted to ask Julian is there are things such as ombudsman that can help you once they're in the facility. But that's what I wanted to ask too, is once a facility is chosen and your parent is in that, what recourse do you have if you're not pleased with the care? Is that something that Sheila would get involved in as far as, but definitely if they were one on one of your approved sites, if they did complain to you about the care, you would possibly remove them or investigate that, right?
Absolutely. And we, part of our listing agreement is that we have a grievance process, okay? So if you do end up in a facility that is listed on there and there is an issue, we don't have a problem getting involved. But also, just to bring to your point, we monitor and provide ACA's website, okay? The Agency for Healthcare Administration, which actually has the oversight over all these facilities. And if any facility, just recently we had an issue, we won't get into all the details, but we monitor the site, and if special orders are issued to close down facilities, we actually monitor the site alert on the website, because these people need to be picked up and moved and relocated to a different facility. So anything can happen. Just because you move in doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect.
Well, I just want to say thank you, gentlemen, so much for joining me this morning. I hope we gave some good information to our listeners, and I know there are people out there that are going to be able to use your site and need these services. Julian, tell us again, the website address is?
Yes, it's findingassistedliving.com, and our toll-free number is 866-333-2657.
Excellent. And Doug, if they want to get a hold of you, what is the best way to reach you?
Best way is to call Caldwell Banker Coast Realty. Or call me at 386-871-8450.
Great. And if anyone would like to get a hold of me, I'm at Anchor Certified Planners Group. We're located on Granada and in the Port Orange Pavilion, and I can be reached at 386-615-7526. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Discussions in the previous show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Bill Gregat is a registered principal. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through NPC of America, a registered investment advisor. Acre Certified Planners Group, Inc. and NPCOA are separate and unrelated companies.
FM 93.5 and AM 1150 WNDB, Daytona Beach. Daytona's morning news station. Locally owned and operated by Southern Stone Communications.